Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。
Scientists with the country's space program are developing a new generation manned rocket to send astronauts to the moon. It is expected to be ready by 2030. They're also designing a super heavy carrier rocket. An aerospace scientist introduced both at the ongoing China Space Conference in Haikou, Hainan Province. Zhang Hong has the details.
The new manned rocket's core will have a diameter of about 5 meters, similar to that of the Long March 5 heavy lift rocket.
It has a maximum payload of 70 tons in a low Earth orbit and 27 tons in a lunar orbit. We'll be able to send 3 astronauts to the moon by 2030 with 2 launches.
The super heavy carrier rocket is being designed with the capacity to lift about 150 tons of payload to a low Earth orbit. It will be the space program's most powerful carrier rocket and will also be capable of use for missions to Mars, setting up a lunar base and a solar power station in space.
Its 3-stage engines have passed short distance and ignition tests, meaning the detail plans are complete. It's possible the rocket's maiden flight will take place in 8 to 10 years.
Plans are also in place to use the country's space station for in-orbit technical verification of a solar power station.
After city officials announced updated pandemic control measures for arrivals, public venues and residential compounds have been working to inform arrivals to get a PCR test and follow the rules. Everyone entering Shanghai is now required to do a PCR test on the first 3 days and also the fifth day. Zhang Yue has the details.
Junior student Zhao Ji returned to Zhujing Town in Jingshan District yesterday. After learning of the changes, he went for a PCR test early this morning.
I will strictly follow the rules. I don't think it restricts me too much as I can still take public transport.
Arrivals will receive a notification saying less than 5 days upon arrival in the city on their health and venue code pages. They will be prohibited from entering public places, including restaurants, shopping centers, and indoor entertainment venues. However, they are still allowed to take public transport. Hotel check-ins will not be affected.
We will remind each guest in advance to do a nucleic acid test if their 72-hour PCR test report is set to expire.
The latest health notices have been posted at some public venues. Community workers in Jiangying neighborhood in Huangpu District have also been checking a list of residents who are traveling outside Shanghai and informing them of the new rules.
Our neighborhood committee will also remind gatekeepers to record the names of those who have returned from other provinces.
At a village in Nanqiao Town, Fengxian District, a volunteer team has been organized to check on the number of new arrivals to the village at least once a day. The number of non-permanent residents accounted for over 70% of people in the village.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan yesterday vowed to launch ground operations in northern Syria soon to attack the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG. Erdogan's remarks followed a Turkish aerial operation that began on Sunday morning against the YPG in northern Syria and the Kurdistan Workers' Party in northern Iraq. The aerial operation, dubbed Operation Claw Sword, was launched after a bombing in Turkey's largest city, Istanbul, on November 13th that killed at least 6 people and injured 81. A rocket attack on the northwestern Syrian city of Azaz killed 5 civilians and wounded 5 others yesterday.